Now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
Five of the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. You want to get your home insanely clean like I did a couple of weeks ago? You call my friends Zero Res. I can read you all the sales stuff, but I can tell you firsthand that they come in here and they get stuff looking amazing. Insanely clean. They use their patented ZR water, which means no soap, no residue, soft, fluffy carpets that stay cleaner longer, and they use no harsh chemicals, which means pure safety for your family, for your pets. And you don't have to just take my word for it. You can check out their reviews. I got over 1,000 reviews with a 4.9 star or higher. I would give them a 5. They even put those little plastic things on the corner of my wall, so when they drag the hose in, it doesn't scratch the wall. I think that's the coolest thing. They came here and they did my tiles, they did my carpets, they did the upholstery on the chairs. And they do a great job. And right now, you can get 3 rooms of carpet clean for just $129 when you mention me. If you go to ZeroResTampaBay.com, you could book very easily online, get your spot locked in, and get 3 rooms of carpet clean for just $129 when you mention me, Mike Calta. That happens at ZeroResTampaBay.com, ZeroResTampaBay.com. Zero Res, spell it backward or forward. It's the right way to clean. Ian Beckles is in the studio with us, looking bright as normal. I like that.
How you feeling, big man?
I feel good. I feel a little sore in the elbow and the knee, yeah, but for the most part, I feel all right.
Well, God bless you and entertainment. Not everybody would put that out there.
Listen,
We needed it.
I laid there on the ground. You could see it. It was an extra 2 seconds of me laying on the ground.
I could feel it.
Because I went like this. I went, oh, no. And then I went, okay, I'm okay. And I went, oh, man, that is right on camera.
Right in the right angle.
I came in here completely covered in dust. Galvin looked at me and he was like, what happened? I go, I fell. And he goes, oh, too bad we don't have it. And I go, I think we do. And I sat right down here and pulled it up and put it up immediately.
I haven't saved for any, like, I don't get sad often. If I do,
right,
just pull it
watch
up.
Watch that.
Yeah, makes me feel better.
Gio did a great remix of it. It shows Darth Vader throwing me outside and then landing a piece of equipment on me, which I think is great. There's another one that a listener did of Orton giving me the RKO, which is great. It's open up for you know, your own interpretation.
How many views did it get? I'm hearing everybody talk about it.
It was like at 80,000 last time I checked, but that was a couple of days ago.
That's just that one with the other ones, you know.
Right, you look on Facebook and on TikTok and all that stuff, it's probably, you know, probably closer to 200,000.
You knew when you put that out it was going to get hits. You knew that.
Listen to me. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm never going to dive into the dirt, but if I fall into the dirt, it's going out. I can't make fun of everybody else and not make fun of myself.
Well, I mean, we're close to the same age.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to fall.
Yeah. When we fall now, it's way more detrimental than it was if we fell 20 years ago.
Now, personally, I would have fallen a little more elegant than that one.
Yeah, but you'd think so.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Here's why. I'll give you the run through.
Yes.
I walked outside, and outside I have concrete pavers. Mm-hmm. And if you look to the right, somebody said a very racist thing. They said my backyard looks like a black person's backyard, which I don't get that.
I'm not offended.
Does that mean nice?
Look like a rich person's backyard?
Yeah. That's what I say. So the area of my backyard is that you're seeing that video is behind my garage. It's not my yard. It's not what we see from the house. Okay. It's not. I have a trailer out there with some pots and some soil on it because there's a little butterfly garden right out there. Immediately out there is the tiles, the extra tiles for the roof, when the tile and the roof people put it there. And then my air conditioning unit. It's not a place you congregate, you know. When I walked outside, I'm wearing rubber, UFOs flip-flops.
Okay.
And when I stepped outside, the concrete caught the tip of the flip-flop, forcing me to fall forward.
Okay.
Then my body was like, quick, you got to start running because you're going to fall on your face. So I was like, all right. And I started gearing up with the run. And then my body was like, you're not going to make it. Prepare for landing. And I did. And I went, poof. Because I hit the soft dirt. Another half a foot, I would have smashed my face on the wood. That would have sucked. hit the soft dirt, arm fell, knee took the brunt of it, and I laid there and laughed.
Well, that explains you were running into the ground.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's why it wasn't graceful. Yeah. It's because I was trying to catch up with Jim to beat the fall. Yeah. The fall.
I've fished my entire life.
Yeah.
And last year, I was at a Doug Wechter tournament, and I'm on the boat, and I'm fishing in the flats, and all of a sudden, the boat moved funny, and it was like almost it was in the air.
Yeah.
And I conceded. I go, oh, no.
Yeah.
And I fell in the water.
Oh, you fell in the water?
In the water. If you're standing on a flats boat and you get wonky.
That boat moved hilarious. Not funny.
Well, there was three 21-year-old kids in the boat.
Okay.
So I'm in the water, and they're all looking at me with these huge eyes, and I get myself back in the boat, which hurt my body to get myself back in the boat. And I get back, and I look at them, I go, you're allowed to laugh. And they just started belting out, and I go, come on. I know I'm a big scary guy, but laugh, please. I'd be laughing.
Falling in the water is always funny.
Yeah. No, nobody was hurt, and there was no sharks in that area.
I'll tell you, the getting back on a boat is my worst fear, I think.
What kind of boat?
Any boat. Getting on the, like my brother has a boat that had a little metal ladder, and I was like, I'll just climb on the ladder. It's hard to pull yourself out of the water.
Very hard. With no ladder for a big man?
Yeah. Oh, like I watched that movie where the scuba divers fall off the boat and they don't have a ladder drawn. And
open water?
Yeah, it was open water too, I think. And at that point, I would just go crazy and kill myself, I think, because I'd be going nuts.
On the cruise, as I'm looking over, I couldn't help but think of those USF kids being out in that water for a couple of days. Like, I don't know. I'm a tough dude. I don't know if anybody's that tough.
No. I mean, there's no sleep involved. If you don't have a raft or something, you can't go to sleep. And if you do, you're a sitting target for anything that could bite you.
It's not good sleep.
It's not good sleep.
No way.
Not good sleep.
No way.
Even if you're getting on top of the raft, you're still a target for something to come up and take a bite out of you.
And they're all hallucinating together.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, we probably don't know half the stories because that one guy from US, he watches all his friends die by one.
Yeah.
Imagine what stories he has.
No, I couldn't imagine. I thought they were making a movie about that.
I think they did.
Oh, they did?
I thought they did.
Well, you don't want to mess with the water. Mother Nature will always beat you. Always beat you.
Mm-hmm. And God forbid you're seasick.
Oh yeah!
You could be the toughest person in the world. You ain't getting over that one.
No, not at all.
I took John Tortorella out once, and right when we're going
under, I hope he threw up.
Oh, please! When we get under the bridge at John's Pass, on the way out, I go, "Are you okay, Coach?" He goes, "I don't think so." He goes, "I just took a pill," and I go, "You probably should have taken it an hour ago."
Yeah.
He runs down to the bottom of the boat, starts throwing up,
which makes you feel better.
He went up to the top of the boat, fell asleep, and didn't raise his head till we're on the way back. We went hour out and fished for 4 hours.
So I went out on a boat one time. It was me, a couple other guys, and a large handful of 2001 strippers.
Perfect.
Who were out drinking all day and having a good time. Mm-hmm. And where was I? Sleeping downstairs. I took that one. That will knock you out, man. Mm-hmm. That what is that? Dramamine will knock you out. I don't think they do anything for nausea. I think they just knock you out.
I've never had a problem with boats. That's
good. Never. I wish to God. I never had a problem on the cruise.
No.
Ever. We hit a hurricane and didn't have a problem on the cruise. Saw a great video, though, of guys yesterday who live on what it seems like probably a fishing ship.
Mm.
Now, this happened to me when I was a kid. I went to Bermuda one time and we hit a storm. And the boat was so rough that it would go up all the way. And then when it came down, you felt like you were climbing a mountain.
Been there.
These kids, they figure that out. They've been on a boat so long, they know what happens. So this guy took a broom, like a witch's broom. And when the boat went down, he got on the broom, went up, and it looked like he floated up on the broom. It was pretty funny. Yeah, those guys have to live with that. My two cousins are out on boats. One's a captain of a yacht. One's a fishing boat captain. And the two of them, I can't imagine what that's like. I mean, they have hands like sailors, so I'd imagine their insides are sailors.
Well, you're going to go through some scary time. I had a 20-foot flats boat in my backyard, and I had to bring it to the marina from Culberth Isles to just where Hula Bay is.
Right.
I thought I was going to die.
Oh, really?
Okay, I mean, when there's big seas and your boat's going down and the water's going over the top, I go, I'm not going
to
make it.
Oh, there is a great account to watch on Instagram called The Qualified Captain. And the qualified captain is unqualified captains. Mm. And it is great. Them crashing into boats, going over other boats. Mm. It's awesome. Are you watching any of this UFL football, this Rock and whatever the other league was, combination, the XFL, USFL?
I'll be honest, I didn't know what was going on.
Oh, really? That's what I think.
I have no idea.
Because I like Anthony Becht is one of the coaches, yeah, and I like Anthony. I'm like, let's support his team or whatever. Yeah. And I keep forgetting that it's on. And then the other day is I put it on. Yeah, it is.
What is it? Saturday at 1? So are you ever watching TV Saturday at 1?
No, but it is on Sunday too, no? I watched a replay.
I don't even know it was on.
You watching any of it, Gio?
Yeah, I caught like 10, 15 minutes of it.
What is the quality of play?
Not great.
Really?
Yeah.
How can it be great?
Yeah.
I mean,
you can tell why they're not in the NFL.
Well, there's part of it, but if you keep on trying to make the same brand as the NFL, it's not going to work. You got to do CFL, which is a different brand, or arena, which is a different brand, or lingerie football, which is a different brand. You can't do the same game. It's just lesser football.
Arena football, I thought was good.
Because it was different.
Yes, because it was football, but it had different rules, right. and it was quick. And, yeah, I liked arena football.
It was football hockey.
I'll give you that. Yeah. I'll give you that. And this thing is trying to be a competition to the NFL, which is never going to happen. But we always imagine that the level of players that didn't make it, that came very close to playing the NFL, were still really good football players.
I think that's an understatement.
Yeah?
Yes. Because like I actually.
Incorrect statement or understatement?
Right, well, understatement because you're right. Okay.
Right.
People like you play for the Storm. Guys that play for the Storm, there's guys that are all American.
Yeah.
That play for the Storm. Like, I did broadcasting for the Storm.
Yeah.
I mean, Darian Connor was on the team. I played with Darian in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
So they have NFL caliber players there. They're just trying to make some money to feed their family.
And it was not a lot of money.
Nope.
No, that was the worst part, is those guys didn't get anything.
I had people ask me after my career, they go, you gonna play for the Storm? And I go, for what?
Yeah.
For what?
Well, they literally were making like 20 grand, weren't they?
I don't know the numbers, but it wasn't high.
Listen, if I'm a kid who has had athletic skills my whole life and I couldn't make it, so I'm out working on a lawn crew, yeah, I'd rather have 20 grand to be playing on the Storm or those 6 months of my life or whatever it is to play on the Storm.
Practice once a week, probably.
Right.
It's not that hard. Oh,
and it was so disrespectful to them because they're in a building that had the lightning. So, you know, they would practice out on the concrete.
I was about to say that. That's the last straw for me.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you want me to practice on that? I'm out.
But then again, your Buccaneers are practicing in a parking garage.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. I mean, that was pretty messed up.
That was low times then.
Yeah. That was that's like in the movie, like when you see David Justice in Moneyball and he's like, we have to pay for soda around here. That's what you guys were doing. You were playing in the parking lot.
Yeah, we were playing with half a deck. Like in the early 90s.
Yeah.
But when I went elsewhere, I'm like, this is the way it's supposed to be, because New Culver House was cheap beyond cheap.
Like, you know? The offices were trailers.
Literally.
Yeah. Like a connection of trailers.
You want to talk about black people owned? That, like, the Buccaneers seemed like they were black owned.
I was just saying, it looked like they were practicing in your backyard.
For real.
I'll tell you the one thing, though, is that made me laugh is the weight room was outside.
Yep.
Which is ridiculous.
And rusty,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and the food was in the hallway.
Well, our practice facility was on a tarmac.
On a tarmac, right in the airport, like you're breathing in jet fuel every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not healthy. Yeah. It was so funny because I'd walk in, there'd be a line, like, what's everybody doing? They go, they're getting food. Mm-hmm. And I go, they had a cafeteria, and they go, no, they just get it and eat at their lockers.
Well, Alvin Harper came, I was talking to Derek Brooks about this on our podcast. Alvin Harper came in here and he says to Sam, you guys owe us per diem. He was like, what? He goes, this is not good enough. And the next day we had per diem. Like, for 6 years, I didn't get a check.
Right.
And then we were supposed to be getting like $100-something for every away game. And all of a sudden they start paying to us. Like, I should go back and try to get all the reimbursed money they owe.
They were not giving you away game per diems. And then what did Alvin Harper play somewhere else?
Dallas.
Yeah, so he got all the top.
So when Ty J goes to Dallas,
right,
he hits me up. He goes, dude,
I got sweatsuits,
shoes, this, that. I have 3 helmets. I'm like, get out of here, dude. Come on. I mean, it's a different level.
Yeah.
Different level.
It's a lot of money, man.
Lots and lots of money in Dallas.
There's plenty of money here now.
Now.
Yeah.
You got a Super Bowl. You know, Tony Dungy is the reason. The only reason is Tony Dungy. He turned it around. Without Tony Dungy, it wouldn't happen.
Why?
Because we were garbage. Nobody
the organization.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the locker room. Yeah, no. You're right. I mean, Tony Dungy came in here and he totally whipped this team into shape.
Yeah, we did.
And then handed it to John Gruden, who handed it to the championship. Yeah.
Well, John Gruden won the champion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. He handed this team that had been turned around.
I always give John Gruden 100% of the credit. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But very few people adopt that. Very few.
I don't know why. Listen, you can tell me that somebody's been around for a long time. That's great. That doesn't make him a hero. Doesn't make him a classic. Until, I mean, Tony Dungy was, but until they win that game, that winning, that's the winning coach, the one who was there when he won.
Correct. Well, I tell you what's not fair in sports, and it happens all the time. People say, this guy can't. How dare you say somebody can't while they're doing it?
Yeah.
Like they said Peyton Manning couldn't win. They say LeBron James couldn't win. They said Tony Dungy couldn't win. And then they end up being some Hall of Fame players.
Yeah,
so don't do that.
Listen, you see a lot of memes and stuff of people telling you, don't when other people tell you negativity and all that. That's a number one thing. Don't listen to anybody.
Don't listen to anybody. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Don't listen to anybody. And I try to teach my kids if I can, like one of the most important things is, and I didn't have this until I was in my 20s, but don't care what other people think about you. Don't care. I mean, to the extent that don't let that stop you. You know, make sure they respect you, but don't let that stop you from trying to do stuff because you can miss out on so many things just because you're worried about that. And I think clearly people putting that video out there shows you that I don't care what you think.
God bless.
I don't care.
And I try to teach people, I said this for many years on the radio, I would like 1 million people to hate me one day.
Yeah.
Because that means I'm really balling.
10 million people like you.
More than that.
Yeah.
More than that. I mean, who hates people? Who has more haters, Justin Timberlake or me?
Oh, that's true.
Justin Timberlake has millions. And why? Because he's great.
Yeah.
Hate me, spell my name right, and tag me.
Yep.
There you go.
I don't hate Justin Bieber, and I watched him over the weekend.
Why would anybody hate Justin Bieber?
First of all,
being great?
Carmen, I'll tell you, his music is fantastic.
His music is excellent.
But he was out there at Coachella. And he was wearing a polo shirt with a sweater vest over it and shorts. And I went, that'd be me if I had all that money. I'd just be chilling out.
You know what I love about Justin Bieber? He's never really cared.
No.
He's just doing his own thing. Oh, why? Oh, I hate him because he was driving his Lamborghini down the road smoking weed. Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
That's just a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing.
You just named some of the best things all my favorite bands have done.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And he could really sing.
Yeah,
how many people can really sing
since
in
he was a kid? Since he was really a little sick. Kid, yeah.
Very talented.
Oh, wait. You
know, we talk about this. When we were on the last cruise, not the Calta cruise, the one I went on a couple of weeks before that, they announced that Kanye was going to be doing a listening party here, and it was him and somebody else, I can't remember, doing a listening party in Amalie Arena, and they were going to fill Amalie Arena and listen to new music, and then the whole thing got canceled and everything went away. No, it didn't happen, but they were selling tickets for it.
Was it Antonio Brown, the other person? No, he works for Kanye West.
He does?
Absolutely.
What does he do?
He runs some sports management something.
Would you let him run anything?
Oh. He had a hit song.
Antonio Brown?
Yeah.
Was it a hit? He had a song?
All the NFL players were doing his dance last year.
Yeah, but that's also because they're supporting their guy. But that song was not great. We played that.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible. But so is Ice Ice Baby.
How dare
you? Was it better than Scoopity Poop?
Scoopity Poop was terrible. Scoopity Poop was terrible. We had Antonio Brown on hold, and we were offering things to come on the show, and one of the things that was included was us playing his hit song.
And Bitcoin?
And my PlayStation.
No, it wasn't Bitcoin. It was Bitcoin. Dogecoin, I think.
Yeah.
Dogecoin.
Which is probably worth a lot now.
Dogecoin, a PlayStation, what else?
It was Dogecoin, play a song.
Carmen's going to send news.
Yeah, because he told me, send the bag or leave me alone.
That's right. That's right. Send the bag.
So we had to fill up the bag.
Yeah.
He's a businessman.
What can we do to, I want to go fishing. Where can we go? Like, do you know how, I want to fish off the Skyway.
Why?
Because I think it's fun to just chill out there and.
I disagree.
Really?
I disagree. It sounds like mayhem. I see walking involved. I see a lot of stuff that you don't like to do. Lugging. Okay, I like
plus,
stuff,
if you fall know. Off there.
Yeah.
Man, game over. Yeah. See you later.
Let me start it. I'd like to drive the Sprinter out.
There you go.
Yeah. Get Tom to the Skyway.
Put the bait on your hook.
Open the door and just put the pole out the door.
Yeah. Oh, there's a TV that pops out of the back. Yeah. I mean, we can have a good time out there.
Never get out of the vehicle.
Right. Never get off the boat.
I'll hold the pole, boss.
Hey, boss.
Have you ever said I'm rich before?
No. Yeah. Oh, I mean, I say it as a joke.
Yeah, I know, but I've never heard you actually say it.
But I'm not.
Well, I'm rich and I use your Sprinter.
Yeah,
so that makes you wealthy.
I'm not rich. I am definitely way better off than I was when I was a kid, but
you're
I'm
rich.
Not rich. No, you know who's rich?
Who are you talking to say you're not rich? Right. I don't get it.
Jeff Bezos is rich.
He's wealthy.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos is super wealthy.
You're super rich.
No, that is not. I got to tell you, that is not. I still have bills. I still have stress. I know, but yeah. I mean, like, rich people don't care about, like,
more money, more problems.
Did you see Mark Cuban's post yesterday?
Once again, wealthy.
Very wealthy.
Very.
You know how much he paid in taxes?
Probably half a billion.
$288 million.
Okay, yeah.
He said, here is mailing in my tax check. He was transferring the money. And it was $288 million. He said he was happy to do his part as an American because it made him rich here. And you know, he's happy to pay it.
Paid his taxes.
No, stop it. He was saying that, you know, some people will complain about having to pay taxes. He's happily paying $288 million.
Sure, I'd be happy too because that means I'm worth over $5
billion. Yeah. Oh, my
that means
God.
You made over $1 billion last year. So what do you have to complain about?
No, he wasn't. He wasn't complaining
That's
at
good.
All. Yeah.
These are the taxes Those from my are American rich accounts.
Those people are rich. Yeah.
Well, I listen all the time, and you say things like the ice maker in my living room, and like you have numerous ice makers, so it's just, you know.
I have two. Okay. Two ice makers in comparison to my refrigerators. It's a.
How many refrigerators?
I don't know. I lost track. I found one the other day, Carmen. Yeah. There was one we weren't even counting.
See, what you're talking about, those people, they have generational wealth. Like their family members don't have to work. That is a different level, but you are rich.
Yes.
That is.
It's not debatable.
I don't even own a vehicle. I don't even drive it. I borrow one of Stingray Chevrolet's vehicles.
You just bought your son his second vehicle.
You have 100. Your driveway's 100 yards long. Am I wrong?
Yeah. 100 yards
That's
long.
That's the longest driveway I've ever seen.
It is pretty long. One of my neighbors, the C word that moved out, they complained that there were too many cars in the driveway when COVID was going on and we were starting to broadcast from here. And the security guard said to him, his driveway is a quarter mile long. Who cares how many cars he has in his driveway? He can put as many cars in there as he wants.
That wasn't Pat Blart, is it? That's up front?
Paul Blart. I never met Pat. That was the old new regime. Yeah.
Me and Pat are dating.
They're all very nice. I just don't know them.
She knows me now. That's the most important. She sees me. Like,
we only have two black people allowed at a time in this whole place. True. So, yeah. Wait, did you watch UFC on Saturday?
I did.
You did?
I did.
I freaking had the Comet House. It was nothing but peace.
We're a very peaceful place, but we do like violence on late night violence.
It was really good.
What an ending. What an ending to that fight. For him to be up in a fight and just say, let's go, let's finish it, and put the guy asleep with once. I've never seen an ending like that.
That was the second time that you had a knockout. It was great.
He got $600,000 in bonuses because his $300,000 bonuses were given out for UFC 300. So he got Fight of the Night and Performance of the Night.
God bless.
Yeah, it was good. It was. I have to tell you, we watched every fight from the prelims all the way down to the end, and I had a ball. I thought it was great.
I heard you guys talking about Jake Paul. Not enough people are giving Jake Paul just credit for just going in there.
Just for going in there. Nothing you can do to get me to fight Mike Tyson.
That's what I'm saying.
But the problem is people want real fights. They don't want exhibitions. And I get it. They're still going to be punching each other and doing stuff. Mm-hmm. But there's not going to be a clear winner. Mm-hmm. It's like the Jones-Tyson fight. Mm-hmm. You know, there was no winner. There was nothing. So it's just kind of like kissing your cousin kind of thing. Nothing at stake.
I feel like I feel like Mike Tyson is preparing more for this fight than he did for the other fight.
I agree.
Like the other fight looked like two old uncles fighting at a barbecue. Oh.
Yeah, I think he is too, but it doesn't matter unless there's a knockout.
You're right. That's what I don't care that it's exhibition on the terms of like they're not winning anything, but I do want to see a winner. I want to see a distinct winner.
To me, it's just like it's the same as when Logan Paul fought Mayweather. It's the same thing, you know?
Well, you have to watch out when you say exhibition and not saying it's a real fight, because what you guys did in the punch out were exhibitions, but they're real fights.
Yeah,
those guys were fighting. Yeah. So if Mike Tyson and Jake Paul go in the ring and they both want to win, we're going to see a real fight. And I think Roy Jones and Mike Tyson was an arrangement. They both said, let's not make each other look bad.
But they didn't even really try.
I know. That's why I think if they'd have really pounded each other, they'd be both hurt for months after that. They didn't want that. But this one, I just think it's a little different.
Could Roy Jones have won?
Roy Jones, Everybody looks at Mike Tyson couldn't fight at the end of his career. No. Neither could Roy Jones. So what would make you think 20 years later that Roy Jones is still good? These guys are, I see fighters when they're in their late 30s and everybody goes, he's punch drunk and he's slow. These guys are in their 50s.
I don't know. Yeah. Mike Tyson's moving pretty good right now.
Again, I told Antonio Tarver when he was in here, he changed Roy Jones Jr. as a fighter when he knocked him out.
100%.
Changed him. Because he was 100%. Untouchable. Yeah. He was so fast. It was ridiculous. He was so at ease in the ring. Once he got knocked out, he became a different fighter, and that's because of Antonio Tarver.
Well, Roy Jones, I love boxing. Roy Jones Jr., for a stint of 5 years, I don't know if he lost a round.
Yeah.
He was that good. I'd watched that Tarver fight, and I was there. Tarver walked in, goes, you going to have any excuses today, Roy?
Yeah.
He knew he was going to beat him.
Yeah.
He knew he was going to beat him, and Roy looked funny. Like, Antonio Tarver was not scared at all.
No.
That's beautiful.
No.
You were out in Vegas for that?
No, it was the one here.
Oh, the one here. Okay.
The one here. Wasn't it here?
No, so I went out to the one in Vegas where he knocked him out when for the first fight.
There was two of them, yeah.
For the second fight, I didn't know whether that was here or not, but the first one, when he knocked Roy Jones Jr. out, that was the loudest it's ever been anywhere. Yep. Oh, it was unbelievable because nobody thought Roy Jones Jr. could ever lose.
Correct.
Ever.
In all my years of going to concerts, I can tell you what the loudest was. Does anybody want to guess?
I am going to say, I think I know.
Kiss.
I think I know.
Oh, okay.
Loudest in a concert.
No, I will tell you the loudest music-wise was AC/DC, without a doubt. AC/DC hurt my head as I was listening to it.
You been to a Slayer concert?
I have not. I have not.
Been to many.
Yeah, so I'm talking about the crowd.
I think I know.
You know, too?
I believe so.
I have said it before.
Mm-hmm. Is it a rock band?
No.
Lady Gaga.
Mm-mm. It's a lady.
Lady.
No, Taylor Swift.
No.
Oh, no, Beyonce. I know.
What?
Miley Cyrus.
No.
Oh.
Actually, I don't even know her name. I can't think of it right now. I could say, I could describe her, but it was.
You know what I'm going to say?
Yeah.
Demi Lovato?
Nope, you're in that range. Lizzie McGuire. What's her name?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hillary Duff.
Hillary Duff.
I was at the concert.
I love her.
Shut up, at the Sundome?
With my daughter, and Jack Harris, I was at that concert.
Oh, that's fine.
Worst music I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
She had two songs that were like popular, and then the rest was garbage.
Awful.
Yeah. But I'm telling you right now, I had my niece and my sister who were little kids at the time, and they were sitting with my wife, and I went to go get some sodas. And on my way back, the lights got low and everybody cheered, and then the music came on and the screams made me shake. I stopped and I looked like I thought something else was happening besides the car. I'd never heard anything that loud in my life. It shook me to my soul.
See, our kids are different ages, so it could have been the same concert. The one I was
No, this was my sister and my niece, so it probably was.
I remember Jack Harris being there, and every intermission, he was going to drink his Bud Lights.
Oh, probably, yeah. It sounds like Jack.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it was the loudest thing I've ever been a part of. It was, and I remember this at the Sundome, and I've only really seen three concerts or four concerts in my life at the Sundome that I saw Hillary Duff. I saw, what's that band that I almost beat? Third Eye Blind. And years and years before I was in radio, I went to see Faith No More and Billy Idol.
Mm.
Yeah.
I saw Black Eyed Peas and Pussycat Dolls, and I got a chance to meet Fergie and the Pussycat Dolls. Me and Fergie vibed, and Nicole Scherzinger is the nicest looking thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
She is gorgeous.
Like, ridiculous.
And that candle is smarter than she is.
I've heard.
Ooh. Yes.
I've heard.
But she is gorgeous.
Like you sculpted her.
Yeah.
Like you're like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Sometimes I thank God for those things. Like I'll see an ass or I'll see a girl and I'll go,
okay.
Hey God, thank you. I feel like you took extra time on that one.
Yeah.
And I feel like somebody should say thank you for that. I'm never going to see it, but I appreciate you. Just being out there to roam the earth.
Yeah, thank you, somebody.
Were you? Did you go see UFC over at Sundome or no? Cain Velasquez? It was way back.
I don't remember. My brother-in-law told me we went to a UFC fight at the Sundome, and I don't remember, so it might have been that one.
We went because we had Joe Rogan on, and he was talking about Cain Velasquez. He said, watch this guy. He's going to be heavyweight champ. But this was, I think, his first
before
fight in the
Cain
UFC.
Cain Velasquez became a big deal, yeah.
And, Jens Pulver was still fighting the UFC and everything because my brother Tim was down here, and we all went. But I didn't know whether you went or not.
I don't remember. It sounds familiar, but that's how old I am now.
And they also did the camera pan on the audience, and my brother Tim did the robot.
I saw Marcus Jones get knocked out of the Sundome.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and it's hard to watch your people get knocked out.
Yeah.
That's
did he get knocked out or did he just get beat up?
No.
Oh, he really went out?
He got put to sleep.
You know the story with that? He was on the show promoting that.
Oh, was he really?
And he was so all right, so there's two parts. Mm-hmm. We used to have an intern, black kid, I can't remember his name, but
N-word?
No, we didn't call him that.
No, didn't you have somebody in your show called the N-word or something?
No!
N4?
N4, that's it.
N4 was our fourth.
I'm not accusing you of anything. Yeah. No!
That's a big difference. Yes.
Well, N4, N-word is the same thing.
No, it's not. Let me tell you. Listen, somebody,
you're good.
No, let me tell you why. Somebody brought this up to me.
Okay.
I numbered N4. Okay. There was N1, okay. N2, and they were like, you're racist. I'm like, why am I racist? And they're like, why are you calling him N4? Okay. It was new listener number one, new listener number two. I don't know what you're thinking of.
All black?
Yeah, they were new black listener number one. So anyway, we had the intern whose name was like Brian or something. I don't remember.
A black guy, Brian.
It was a very white name. And Marcus was in the studio, and we brought him in, and we said Marcus because Marcus didn't meet his opponent yet, and we're like, we have your opponent here, and this kid came in all bowed up, Marcus was like, hey, went to shake his hand, and the kid leaned into Marcus, and Marcus was, oh, you want to be that way, and they were head to head,
really,
and then finally Marcus jumped, and we had to jump in the middle. Galvin had to throw himself in the middle of it because that kid that was gonna ask it.
Well, yeah. Let me tell you something. First of all, Marcus is one of the nicest people I've ever met.
Yes,
he's he doesn't take anything for free.
No,
he won't take anything for free, but when I'm talking about being strong, like I was stronger than almost everybody,
right?
And that's not being cocky.
No, you're getting a low center of gravity.
But just pushing weights, okay? Right. Like I'm the strongest in Indiana history.
Okay,
Marcus said he benched 520 in college.
Oh.
I was at a party once. He was drinking and he was joking around. I go, Marcus, keep your hands to yourself. And he grabs me and lays me down on the ground. And he's tickling me. I'm a full-grown ass man. And that's funny, Carmen.
That's very funny.
I want to watch you get tickled.
And I'm like, don't tickle me. And I'm like, he's treating me like a little girl. I don't like it.
Yeah, he's a big man.
Very strong.
But he made a bet with us that if he lost the fight, he had to stand on the street corner in a dress. And he tried to bail out of it, but he did it.
He did it.
Yep. He's a man of his word.
Don't do that.
But then he's nowhere to be found.
He never really hung out much. He did.
Last time I saw him was at Allstott's retirement party at Raymond James Stadium, where he was mad at Sapp. He wanted to fight Sapp.
I have 10 stories from that party.
Yeah.
Like everybody, John Gruden, if they'd have put a camera on him.
Oh, yeah, he was not.
You talk about being a leper. People were scurrying from him. And on the other end of the spectrum, Tony Dungy, Rod Marinelli, Monty Kiffin had lines.
Yeah.
Lines of people paying their dues. And people were scurrying.
I never played for John Gruden, so I don't know him any other capacity other than being a fan. I love him as a fan.
And that's okay. That's okay.
I don't have any personal stories.
I know a lot.
Yeah.
Look, he was my offensive coordinator in Philadelphia, and I hated him then.
There is the video if you want to see Marcus Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Intern. Look at me. I think I'm going to stop him with one hand on each of them.
They are swole, though.
Yeah, look.
Well, we had him, our intern, put on, like, sweatshirts and the hoodie and everything, so he looked even bigger. But Marcus, man, he's a big dude.
Yeah, he is.
He was in great shape.
Yeah.
Mike is egging them on and saying stuff that, oh, and he said this to you about you, Marcus, and blah, 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 and this and that.
Me? I don't remember.
Yeah.
I'm like, please don't do anything.
Please, God.
No, no. Please don't.
If Marcus moves forward, you got to step away. I'm just telling Marcus is that guy. I tried to block him. I don't think I ever. He's ready to, and he's shaking.
Yeah, he started bouncing up and down and stuff. And yeah,
watch it goes.
And I'm trying not to make eye contact, like it's a dog. You know what I mean? Like, don't look directly in his eyes.
Yeah, I'm getting flashbacks of trying to block him in practice.
Where is it? It
kicks in here in a second.
He kicks him.
No, it kicks in.
Oh, I thought you said he kicked him.
Look at that. Oh yeah. we had to tell him it was a joke.
Funny. I gotta tell you, I did a lot better than I thought.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's kind of very strong.
Maybe. What do you say, Marcus didn't really want to fight?
Not me.
No, I'm kidding. He's trying.
Yeah, it was a good time. But I don't know. Yeah, I don't know where he is. I haven't seen him since.
I haven't heard from Marcus in maybe 10 years.
Yeah, I wonder if he's still here.
I don't know. Yeah. His wife used to say he was a lab experiment. Because he has extra teeth, and she goes, do you know that in his area they were testing on people, and he has extra teeth, and he benches 550, and I'm like,
Oh, he might be bionic.
He might be something or from elsewhere.
Do you know what else we got out of Marcus? We heard Moose talk like a black man for the first time.
Trying to do it. Terrible. Oh, you going to do me like that, Marcus?
Yeah, he goes, he wouldn't come on the air after his loss. And Spanish, and Moose is like, come on, Marcus. And he's like, oh, man, you going to do me like that? And we're like,
do me like that?
I've heard Pete become Canadian talking to hockey players.
Yeah.
One of the best conversations that I heard on the cruise was Pete and the pit boss.
Oh.
When he goes, washi washi.
Yeah.
And she goes, I'm Japanese. she goes, that's Chinese. And she goes, Chinese, Japanese, same thing. She goes, I'm Korean.
Oh.
So Pete goes, she's calling me fat now. Look at her. She's calling me fat in her language, in her mind. Pete is funny, dude.
Are we done? Walk into the thing and they go, washi washi, for you to wash your hands. Yeah. And so Pete walks in and he goes, washy washy. And she goes, belly belly. And I went, wow. Okay. I get you.
Which I love that. The hand washing station.
Sure. Yeah.
That was awesome.
We're filthy Americans.
Yeah. Well, what can you do?
Whatever.
Ian, thank you for coming by.
My pleasure, buddy.
Just stop by and see Ian at the Dignitary Kava House, which is on Gandhi and. Don't tell me I'm going to get this West Shore. Mm. Jesus Christ.
It's a smoke shop, too, now. Full smoke shop.
Smoke shop, Kava House. Scrabble tournaments, all sorts
of stuff.
Chess.
If you want to come out as gay,
it's a good place to do it. Coming out spot.
Facts.
Hoppy still hang out there?
No, sir. No, sir.
We should do the next punch out. Be underground and have Hoppy and Dizzy have a rematch. Dizzy wants to kill him.
Yeah, that would be awesome. We could do it underground somewhere.
Yeah, just like a fight club kind of thing.
Do it in my backyard.
In the sewer.
Oh, Dignitary Cafe.
Dignitary Cafe.
In the sewers.
Yeah, underground.
Yeah, oh, like they used to do back in the day.
Yeah.
Don't forget another bone bonus coming up at 10 o'clock.
Got 19 minutes before it comes out.
Diamond, you got it all under control?
That will be Dizzy, but yes.
Dizzy.
He knows everything. I've already updated him, so he's ready to go.
We had a little connection error this morning where we had a slow start, but we ended up getting a whole show out of it, so... all right, tomorrow is Tuesday. Dom will be here. Take your legal calls. Then later on in the week, the guys from Are You Garbage are going to join us. Is that tomorrow? When is that? I don't even know when that is. Anybody?
I do not know off the top of my head.
All right. The H. Foley from Are You Garbage is going to join us on the show. They're in town, I think, Thursday night.
Thursday.
They're going to join us Thursday?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. And then what else? Don Felder is going to be on the show this week from the Eagles. I think that's it. Check us out on Instagram at the Mike Altus Show. Because if somebody falls, we'll put it there immediately.
Yes.
Have a great day. We will see you guys tomorrow. Goodbye.
I'm hungry.
Yeah.